Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's the return of the rat. None other than Ratty Healy, Taylor Swift's notorious ex from last year. Matty Healy of the 1975 is somewhat alluding to his musical future in regards to Taylor Swift. Now, this is from the Doom Scroll podcast, where he was talking about an upcoming album that he plans on releasing with the 1975. And in it, he kind of throws a little bit of subtle shade to my girl T Swift, because what is Taylor most known for writing about? She is always writing about heartbreak and what's going on in her life and things that are very personal to her as a human. And in this podcast, he basically kind of craps on all of those things, saying he's very uninterested in writing anything of the sort.
Honestly, I would just, I would kind of just be lying. You know, like if I made a record about, I don't know, all the stuff that was said about me or my casual romantic liaisons or my whatever it may be that I've kind of become known for just because I was famous. I think that's an obvious thing to draw from, and I'm just not interested in it.
It's like, what else are you supposed to write about? It's so obvious. Like, what else is there to write about that's going to connect with the human experience if you're not writing about your life as a human?
I sort of understand where he's coming from. It's just not interesting to him. He feels like there are other things in his life that he feels more deeper and connected to. So this is just not one of them. I don't know why Taylor Swift fans are taking this so personally.
Because it feels like a dig.
He just doesn't think it's interesting.
That's fine. He doesn't think it's interesting, but I think, and that's fine if he doesn't think it's interesting. It just seems like it was a very pointed statement to make, and that he cannot find it. I don't know. It feels like a dig.
It also feels a little bit like a dig at her career. Like all the things that she's written about are uninteresting or not worth writing about. And it's fine. Like, I guess you could just see it from a standpoint of he doesn't think it's interesting. But to everybody watching that interview, it looks like so much more than just him saying he's not interested in writing about that for his specific career. But it looks like he's trying to say that those types of things are just uninteresting to an audience as a whole. Mm.
I'm not too familiar with the band 1975. So what is it normally that they write and sing about?
Relationships, which is why this is so random. Okay. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden writing about your love life is uninteresting and uncool. Like, come on, throw a synth over it. Have a little whiny boy accent when you talk about your situationships or the new woman that you're engaged to. And, you know, throw in some lines about hard drugs. And that's a 1975 song.
Okay, I think this is a lose-lose for him, because here he is saying he doesn't want to talk about Taylor and he doesn't want to talk about his relationships and people are coming down on him. But if he capitalized on it and specifically called her out, people would be calling him out on that also.
No, I think people would find it very interesting, because Taylor just released a 31-track album, which could have totally been about her 6-year-long relationship and really was mainly about this guy she dated for 3 months, albeit they had 10 years of history. That I think a lot of people would have found it really interesting to get to hear his side of it, because he's been very public about the fact that he feels like this was a casual relationship, and she has some of the most deep most deep songs that she's ever put out about how she thought she was going to marry this guy despite the fact that they were only dating for a couple of months. Like, she really felt like what they had was super special, and he's been public about belittling their relationship and saying that it was nothing like that. So I think people would be really interested to hear why he thought it was casual and she didn't.
Bert, you get in a verbal sparring match with a Swiftie. The Swiftie's going to win all
right.
Day.
Yeah, right. I bowed out a minute and a half.
Pew, 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 pew. I get it. All right, well, let's talk about some other musical exes. So this is coming from the country music world about country singer Maren Morris and her ex-husband, Ryan Hurd, because they both released new music today, and a lot of people feel like maybe they decided to collaborate on the release, or maybe they were both trying to compete with each other, because the titles of the songs are kind of similar and sort of bounce off each other. So Ryan released a song today called This Party Sucks.
Let's get it.
And Maren decided to release a song today called People Still Show Up.
There's so many just like us. People still show up.
But regardless, I love a little musical drama. I love when two artists get so passionate about things that happen in their lives that, you know what, maybe they're going to compete. Maybe they've decided to go behind the scenes and release these two songs knowing that people are going to talk about it. I live for the drama. It's like a real-life reality show. For more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.